What a great song. Our everlasting God, He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. His mercy, His love, His grace is so consistent, and we have to look forward living with Him eternally, with our everlasting God. Well, if you have your Bibles, we're in Psalm 78 this morning. If you want to turn there or you want to look on the overhead, it'll be featured up on the overhead as well. But Psalm 78 is, the psalm is rehearsing the history of Israel and God's faithfulness toward them, even in spite of their habitual unfaithfulness toward Him. And we find it, it acts somewhat like a parable for us and our conduct and our experience with God. So follow along. It's quite a long psalm, so we'll go up to about halfway, about verse 35. That gives a great break right there. So follow along, Psalm 78. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, telling to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and His strength and His wonderful works that He has done. For He established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which He commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, the children who would be born, that they may arise and declare them to their children, that they may set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments, and may not be like their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that did not set its heart aright and whose spirit was not faithful to God. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. They did not keep the covenant of God. They refused to walk in His law and forgot His works and His wonders that He had shown them. Marvelous things He did in the sight of their fathers in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan. He divided the sea and caused them to pass through, and He made the water stand up like a heap. In the daytime also He led them with a cloud, and all the night with a light of fire. He split the rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink in abundance like the depths. He also brought streams out of the rock and caused water to run down like rivers. But they sinned even more against Him by rebelling against the Most High in the wilderness. And they tested God in their heart by asking for food of their fancy. Yes, they spoke against God. They said, "Can God prepare a table in the wilderness?" Behold, He struck the rock so that the waters gushed out and the streams overflowed. Can He give bread also? Can He provide meat for His people? Therefore, the Lord heard this and was furious. So a fire was kindled against Jacob. In anger also came up against Israel because they did not believe in God and did not trust in His salvation. Yet He had commanded the clouds above and opened the doors of heaven, had rained down manna on them to eat, and given them of the bread of heaven. Men ate angels' food. He sent them food to the full. He caused an east wind to blow in the heavens, and by His power He brought in the south wind. He also rained meat on them like the dust, feathered fowl like the sand of the sea, and He let them fall in the midst of their camp, all around their dwellings. So they ate and were filled, for He gave them their own desire. They were not deprived of their craving, but while their food was still in their mouths, the wrath of God came against them and slew the stoutest of them and struck down the choice men of Israel. In spite of this, they still sinned and did not believe in His wondrous works. Therefore, their days He consumed in futility and their years in fear. When He slew them, then they sought Him. They returned and sought earnestly for God. Then they remembered that God was their rock and the Most High God, their Redeemer. Father, we do thank you that you are that rock that we base our life and our trust on. You're the foundation of our lives and our families, Lord of our future. Lord, we thank you that we can run into you. You're a high tower. We can run into you and be safe. So, Lord, I pray this morning for any that are going through difficult times and maybe they've lost hope. Maybe they're discouraged, depressed. They feel there's no hope. Lord, I pray that you show yourself strong on their behalf this morning. Lord, you would reveal your goodness, your grace, your mercy in our midst. Lord, we love you. We praise you this morning. We look forward to the work that you seek to do through our time of worship and the word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can stand or be seated as we worship the Lord together.
Say that your name is higher. We thank you that you're so capable, Lord, of addressing things in our lives, Lord, of encouraging us, of lifting us up. Lord, we praise you this morning. Of all, your love is thank you for the gift of worship, Lord, the chance to communicate with you, the chance to declare your praise on our lips. Lord, we're so grateful. Amen. Would you all stand with us?
Was fine.